have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Pirate!
What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? What will we do with a drunken sailor? Have a light in the morning.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me along with Barry the Boater. And we got Joe from Motor City Boatworks. He's working on his trawler, which you can see on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch right now behind him. It looks really nice, by the way, on the outside. The hull's done, everything, all that, all the heavy lifting stuff is pretty much done in that regard, right? The exterior, the bones.
The exterior, the dirty work? Yeah, pretty much. We got a little bit of paint still to do, but most of that's done. Now it's all about the systems and putting the stuff back inside the boat.
Right.
Getting it all hooked up properly, making sure that I have everything, you know, the way that I like it. I think this year the engine will be arriving to the shop, to the boatworks.
Yeah.
We probably won't get it installed, but it will at least be in the shop. Maybe the solar panels too, so we can get an idea what those look like. We have mock-ups for everything right now.
Right.
But we'll be able to see some of these actual things. And we were talking. I just, in addition to my regular episodes that I do now, I started doing these kind of component talks, little videos talking about the components that I've purchased and why I selected them and what's the difference between this one and that one and kind of showing some of this stuff up close, a little bit of unboxing and talking about some of the capabilities of some of these things so that if you're looking for a toilet for your boat or you're looking for a VHF radio or something like that, I can tell you about my experiences of kind of why I picked this model and what I'm doing with it. Well, those are special episodes, and they're going to be on my Patreon for the workers, for the fans of the show who support the channel. It costs $5 a month, and they get access to some of my exclusive content, a bunch of e-books and articles that I have written and had published, and these special videos will be coming out on there. And it's a way for fans to talk to me. I do my boat restoration coaching, kind of consulting,
right?
You know, all through that. If you have a big project that you're working on and you want to ask somebody questions about, well, what do you think about this, or what should I do in this case? You can join my Patreon at a different level, and you get one-on-one access with me. We text message. We do phone calls. We kind of go through the process.
Well, you learn from Joe's mistake, so you don't make them. That's really
I can tell you a lot of things because I made a lot of mistakes. Still making mistakes, learning some new stuff every day. And it's a shame that there's not more opportunities, different places to get this kind of information. There was back in the day, 20, 30 years ago, there was Good Old Boat magazine. It was for sailboats and stuff like that. There were more how-to articles in some of the mainstream publications, and a lot of that has really dried up, and a lot of that has really become covert advertising. And while I'm no expert, I've tried to provide some of that through my YouTube channel, through my Patreon account, and kind of fill that gap, because you know, restoring a boat can be a really fun and rewarding hobby. You just have to kind of plan ahead and know a few things, maybe get a little guidance on how to do stuff so you don't hurt yourself, spend a lot of money,
right?
Or you know, something goes wrong.
Well, that's how you do it. Yeah, you model it after somebody who's been there, done that, and hopefully you can learn from their experience. That's how you go about that kind of stuff.
I was counting the other day. The trawler is, I want to say, the 13th boat project, restoration project that I have undertaken. And I think the sailboat's number 14. And then I have three more sailboats in the boatyard that we'll kind of be choosing which one's going to come next on the sailing side of Motor City Boatworks. And so that's, you know, that's quite a few. Everything from sailboats, big sailboats, trailerable sailboats, you know, runabouts, now the big pocket trawler, sibs, ribs. Sibs are soft inflatable boats. Ribs.
Oh, okay.
Rigid inflatable boats. Yeah. I've done a couple of those, and dinghies, you know, a variety of different things because the skills are transferable. Once you kind of learn to do something, you see another boat, you say, oh, I could probably use what I learned from this one over on this project here. And, and then you, you know, you learn new things at all times. I have a couple, I have a recent episode I did. I went to Estonia to Swiss Performance Yachts. They are a kind of a wooden boat restoration specialist place on the banks of the Baltic Sea, right? And they build beautiful wooden sailboats, but they also restore wooden motor yachts from the Baltic area, Scandinavia, what have you. And in that episode, the owner of the business was telling me that, you know, he's a professional doing this now for a number of years, but even he considers himself an amateur because he's learning something new every day. And every boat presents different problems. And there's a constant learning curve of problem solving and what's the latest solutions and trying something new that you didn't try last time or trying to get to a better standard, a finish to make it look better. And the boats he's doing, his shop is doing, they are beautiful museum pieces. He has a couple boats. There's pictures on the YouTube video of the restored, what's called a Riva Aquamarine speedboat. You've probably seen this. This is the James Bond wooden 50-60 cigarette style Italian speedboat.
That's where the aft end of it was sloped in the opposite direction.
And it's all done bespoke mahogany,
glossy, and
he's restored two of those. And these boats are extraordinary, priceless. The level that it takes to be able to do that kind of work and the attention to detail and the problem solving for dealing with boats that, you know, frankly, they may not have been taken very well care of, or they may have just deteriorated over time for whatever reason.
Or their technology that they used to build it is so different from what it is now. That people don't have the skills to go back and try to learn. How do they do this to restore it to its original?
Right. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great episode. I have another episode coming out in February. I have two episodes that are coming out about
Let's see.
A company called Haber Yachts in Poland. And they make, in Haber Yachts in Poland, they make bespoke pocket sailboats, pilot house sailboats. And the level of construction and the innovative ideas from their owner and naval architect, Janusz Kankol, just extraordinary. He's a fascinating individual. And it's really, these are going to be, this is something that has not been shown on YouTube before, a chance to go behind the scenes and see how they build these beautiful sailboats.
I like it. What do you think, Barry?
I think it's great. You know, I found a story today on Trade Only. Have you ever heard of Michael Dennett Boat Builders?
No.
They're in Britain. It's a mission. They call it Mission Ready Again. A storied British yard breathes life back into classic yachts, including a few war heroes.
Yeah.
If you look it up on Trade Only, it's a great story about this this little boat building company that does what you were talking about, restoring old boats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a lot of businesses and craftsmen over in the UK doing this. And they have very good wooden boat schools over there.
Well, it's
and
the old course, world, right?
Yeah, they have a lot of wooden boats too that are still in service. People are
still using.
They're being passed down generations, and a lot of you know, historically important wooden boats from World War II, from before, you know, that it's really, much more historical and into it, perhaps, than we are.
Right. Well, there you go. That's good stuff. Joe, Motor City Boat Works. We'll get into some of the specific issues he's having with his restoration project next on The World of Boating. Stay close.
You're listening to The World of Boating Radio Network.